Let us recite Namo Tassa first. Before we give Dhamma talk, we pay homage to the Buddha first to remember that it's the teaching of the Buddha. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa. Okay, you can sit properly. First of all, I'd like to express my gratitude to Nalanda Buddhist Society for inviting me to share with you today's 5th August 2012, titled The Power of the Mind. The power of the mind cannot be underestimated. Nowadays, we are living in a disaster zone, facing all the challenges. The challenge come from externally as well as internally. The external challenge lie in all the natural disasters. For example, all the tsunami, earthquakes. Now currently there's one called typhoon, one of the typhoon, or cyclone. All types of disaster that cannot be avoided apparently. And also all this disaster we call natural disaster. We also face the mind-made disaster, a man-made disaster, like the violent attack from terrorists, war, flight. All these are called man-made disasters. And we also face various of disease come from body and the mind, like cancer, heart attack, depressions, diabetes, hypertension, and various types of disease, more and more compared with olden time. When we are afflicted by disease, or when we have bad health, we try to change our diet. We take all the organic food. We change our living conditions. Try to change the environment for the better. And we also exercise our body to improve our health. So we try different means to change, to improve our health for the better. However, we forgot there's another important factor that can heal our body, heal the environment, even heal the whole planet. What is that important factor? Yes? What is that factor? Change your mind. Mind is so close with us. When we are born, we born with a person with mind. So we try all other external means to help ourselves, to help the world. But we always forget the most close, the closest to us, that is our mind. Chinese say, 舍近求远, forget the closest one, but we go and find look for help from far away. So today I'm going to show you the power of the mind. Let us tell you how the mind relates to the body first. The body is composed by four elements. What are the four elements? Earth elements, water elements, fire elements, and wind element. And where are these elements come from? In the teaching of the Buddha, we mention cause and effect. So the four elements, is it cause or effect? Effect. So they must have cause. So what's the cause that produce four element?
Mind.
Some more? Karma. Food and temperature. But today I'm going to tell you the karma and the mind, how mind relate to the body. Let's say you get very angry. Everyone get angry before. So when you get angry, your heart pump very fast. Your face become reddened, become red. And every conscious, why the face become reddened, the heart pump fast? Because every mind state produce four elements in the body. So the angry mind is one mind state. The angry mind produce four elements in the body. So when mind gets angry, the angry mind produce four elements. In this four element, fire element become excessive. Four element must be balanced. The imbalance of element cause poor health. So when one gets angry, the fire elements become excessive. That's why it makes your face become red. And not only the fire element become excessive, it also push the wind element. The wind element also out of balance. Wind element also become strong, that makes your heart beat very fast. If your anger is very great, your whole body also will shake. I think you experienced this before. Sometimes there's too much wind element that you want to throw something to somebody. If there's something in you, you just want to throw because too much wind in the body. You need to blow it out. So from this practical example that you yourself experienced before, you know how the mind state affect your health. You cannot deny it because you experience yourself. This is destructive thought. How destructive thought affect the health? Some people can get heart attack when they get very angry. Heart attack will just happen, then he can die on the spot. Okay, this is destructive thought. How about constructive thought? The good thought. How good thought heal the body? I'd like to give you my practical example, my own example. One day, many years ago, when I was in Singapore, I have severe headache, very strong headache. And I'm sorry to say, I never believe in Western medicine. So I use my own method. I contemplate impermanent, non-self, non-self. Many ways, but it doesn't work. So finally, I think of another way. I take my headache as my object of observation. then I reject the thought of compassion. May all beings be free from the suffering I now endure from this headache. May all beings free from the headache that I now endure. Within 3 minutes, my headache, severe headache, just dissolved. Incredible. Then you may think accident. It's accidentally, the headache was cured. Second time, in another place, same thing, headache. I use the same method. It heals my headache again. Accident, okay? You may think accident, it happened accidentally. The third time, when I was in USA, in the midnight, 1 o'clock, I had severe pain on my left uterus. I think it's uterus somewhere, uterus. Very severe pain at the midnight. I thought I have to be sent to, I have to go to emergency unit. But I don't want to bother other people. I don't want to trouble other people. So I use many different ways, doesn't work. Finally, I remember this compassion, the thought of compassion. So I use my palm, put it on my lower part of my abdomen. Then I radiate the thought of compassion. May all beings be free from the pain I endure now. May all beings be free from the pain I experience now. Within 3 to 5 minutes, I fall asleep. I fall asleep with a severe pain. Imagine, when you have pain, you cannot sleep. But I fall asleep. Second day when I wake up, still little bit pain only, subtle pain. You see, how wonderful is positive thought that even can heal your sickness. And the last experience I experienced is while I was in Ladakh, Himalaya, because of mountain sickness. The first 2 days I have severe headache. Sometimes I forgot to use compassion thought, because sometimes the mind is busy, then you forgot to use that technique. And when I remember, okay, I use quickly, may all beings be free from the headache I am now experiencing. I can see how the pain just dissolve in front of me. I can feel it very clearly. So I have experienced many, many times already, and it works so wonderfully. This is my own practical example. This shows bad thought, destructive thought hurts your body. Constructive thought, wholesome thought heals your body. So if you want to improve your health, you have to build up, or you have to radiate more wholesome thought to yourself, then to others as well. What is the reason that wholesome thought, that compassion thought can heal the body? I try to reason out. I try to think it, why it can heal the body. Then my conclusion, it's just my conclusion, my finding is that because you no more think of yourself. When you think of yourself, it becomes selfish. But now, you do not think of your own sickness. Even you have severe sickness, But your mind just think of other people's suffering. You do not hope you free from your suffering, but you hope other people free from their suffering. And because of this, the compassion becomes so powerful. Whenever you think of yourself, that is not all right. But whenever you think of others' benefits, that thought becomes very powerful. So I draw the conclusion. Many diseases, like fear, worry, anxiety, depression, come from thinking oneself too much. You worry this, worry that, all related to yourself. This is called selfish thought. Although you do not harm other people, but you harm your own body. So if you want to heal your own body, you should cultivate more loving kindness and compassion. I tell you my own experience is to arouse your confidence. Okay, so from these two examples, you can see how the mind relate to the body. And there's one type of meditation that also can heal the body. That is four element meditation. Four elements meditation, we move the mind from top of the head down to the soul. We move our attention. We see the four elements, earth element, water element, fire element, and wind element, from top of the head down to the soul systematically. Then later on, we try to balance the element. If, let's say, earth element is too strong, hardness is too strong, we try to balance it with softness. Only when the bad element is balanced, then you have the good health. Those who have participated in SN Goenka's retreat, 10 days retreat, many people reported their health improved a lot. Many years ago, I attended one of SN Goenka's retreat, because SN Goenka's retreat is very famous, especially in the West, for beginners. So I just want to know why this method so famous. So I attended one of his retreats, not conducted by him, by his assistant teacher. And after the retreat, one man who came with using the walking stick, after 10 days, he threw away the walking stick. At the time, I don't understand why. I know meditation heals the body, but how it works, that puzzles me. Until one day I listen one word, then I become completely understand why. One day I attended one Qigong teacher told me one word. That word helps me to understand cause and effect. He said that Chinese, Yi Dao, Qi Dao. Yi means mind. Where the mind goes, the Qi follows the mind. So when you put the constructive E, mind, to the body, the the sheep also follow your constructive mind. Then it smoothly, slowly heals the body. That's why Goenka's method can heal the sickness. Because Goenka's method, scanning the body from top of the head down to the soul for 7 days. I mean, in these 7 days, you are healing your body. At the same time, you gain some meditation experiences. So from this Yi Dao, Qi Dao, I start to understand how constructive thought can heal the body. So four elements meditation, I have taught one four elements meditation. You keep your attention inside the body, scanning, but different way from SN Goenka. SN Goenka is contemplate impermanent. This four elements is to contemplate four elements meditation to understand what makes up the body. Body is only conventional truth. In the ultimate truth, only four elements make up the body. And these four elements are constantly arising and passing away. So when a person practices four elements meditation, not only he heals the body, he also develops insight knowledge to see the true nature of the body. So you see how wonderful is meditation. So far, I have related to you how the mind affects one's own body. Now I'm going to tell you how this energy, the mind energy, travels from one's own body to other people's body. You want to know? Okay. How this energy can travel far and change other person's behavior, even affect those plants, planet, sun, moon, stars. Okay. I give you an evidence first before I continue. Evidence now is very important, especially in the West. Show me evidence. Show me. Okay, now I'm going to show you. Okay. If you have the book, The Secret in Water, or The Hidden Message in Water, written by Masaru Emoto, one of Japanese researcher, he researched about the water. He put a glass of water in front of him. Then he said, foolish. And after he takes some sample of the water and put under microscope and see what happened to the water. The water become deformed, ugly, become very ugly structure. Then after he take the same water and come from the same source of water, put in front of him and say, gratitude, love, kindness, compassion. Then it takes some sample of the water, put under the microscope, and the water turn out to become beautiful crystal. The structure turn to become beautiful crystal. What does it mean? This is evident. You can go back if you have microscope. You should go back and test yourself. You buy one microscope and test yourself. This book is all over the world. Know this book. We cannot be cheated by his book. You can put into practical yourself. So what does it mean? It means that our thought, wholesome thought, foolish, like you scold people. It's not a good word, unwholesome word. But love, kindness, gratitude, all these are wholesome, good words. Even can affect inanimate things, non-life things, water. Water also can respond to humans' thoughts. How can not human respond to humans' good thought? Then he went to a lake. He went to a lake. Then take some sample of water. Then see under the water, all deformed, ugly structure. After that, he invited some monks to go paritan, chanting. After finish the chanting, he take some water, sample water out of that lake, and look under the microscope. The water changed to beautiful crystal again. Many, he have tested many. He went to the twin tower in America was bombed by the terrorists. He go and take some water from that area full of disaster. Then the water become very, very ugly, for deformed. So this means that human mind, whether it's constructive or destructive thought, can affect external things. Even non-life, like inanimate things like water plant, also can be affected by our thought, human thought. Let me give you another example. In Burma, there was a monk, senior monk, who was very good in loving kindness meditation. He lived in the jungle with a kapya attendant. Because of his loving kindness, then even animals like him, like this Saidon. So one day, every day when he lived in Kuti, in Burma, their Kuti are very high. They have, under the Kuti, they have space. So most of the time, one tiger will come at the midnight, in the midnight, and sleep under the Kuti. And above the Saidon live. Inside the kuti, below the tiger will live under the kuti. But nothing, no harm. Nothing happened to the saito. Everything goes very smoothly. So one day in the winter season, the kapya who stay nearby, another kuti, he tried to set up some fire to warm himself. Using the fire sticks. So suddenly, the tiger who stay nearby to him, not to the monk, to the kapya. There are two kuti. One is lived by the monk, another lived by the kapya. So this tiger suddenly yawning. Very unwholesome thought suddenly arise in this kapya's mind. He thought, what will happen if I throw this fire stick into this tiger's mouth? Sometimes we only think of nonsense. The mind, unguarded mind, think of nonsense, think of all this destructive thought rather than the wholesome thought. That's why it's important to meditate. When you meditate, you guard your mind. Do not think all this rubbish that hurts yourself and hurts other people. Now suddenly he just have a thought, want to throw his fire stick into the tiger's mouth. And this tiger can sense his unwholesome thought. I told you already, even water can sense your thought. Why not tiger sense your thought? Right? Even water can respond to your good or bad thought. Tiger is a much big animal. So this tiger sensed his unwholesome thought and he start to roar. And this Kapia get very frightened. And the Sidor lived in the above Kuti, told his Kapia, Do you have any wrong thought to him? The Sidor asked the Kapia, do you have any wrong thought to him? Then the Kapia realized his unwholesome thought. He quickly, mentally apologized to this tiger. And the tiger go to sleep again. These are all real experience. I just want to tell you how powerful is the mind. If you today you can digest today's talk, it will help you a lot in your daily life. It will give you a lot of happiness if you know how to generate wholesome thought. This one accident. Another accident, my own practical example. Okay. Many years ago, I live in Penang. I come from Burma and temporarily I live in Penang together with another fellow nun and with one woman, one lady. And this lady, I did not know why she had a lot of anger and she talked very rude to both of us, nun. And the way she talked, like, challenged us all the time. First, we endure patience. As a nun, you cannot fight back. So you endure patience with her, but it doesn't work. It doesn't work. I said, no, I have to change the situation. So one day, I take her image and send loving kindness to her. Taking her image, may you be well and happy. I know her suffering. A person with so much anger, of course he suffers. So may you be well and happy, free from all anger, after half an hour. I leave the house, I go to another place to meditate, because I want to solve the problem peacefully. So I radiate loving kindness to her. After half an hour, I left the place where I meditated and went back to the place where I live with her. The moment I stepped into the house, my fellow nun told me, you know what happened? What happened? The fellow nun told me, this lady has prepared two gifts for us. I almost cannot believe my ear. Because I never think, this is the first time I myself experienced the power of loving kindness. I do not say the power of me, the power of loving kindness itself. So this nun, this lady prepared two gifts, one for her, one for me. And she presented her gift to me by bowing to me three times. Bowing to me. Before that, when I talked to her, she almost like quarreling with me. Now, after half an hour, loving kindness meditation, I subdue her. She becomes so respectful. And we live in harmony until we departed. So if you have a lot of enemy, don't fight with her verbally. Don't fight with her verbally, it doesn't work. You got to send loving kindness to her. And if you are the boss, if you want to ensure the productivity of your company, don't scold your staff. If you scold the staff, the energy become bad. As I say, even you say foolish, the water change shape. So you scold your staff, all the energy in the company become negative energy. Do you think they can produce good product or not? They cannot, under pressure. So radiate to them loving kindness. Let the positive energy reach them, then they can give you good result. So this shows that the positive mind, positive mental state, not only can improve our health, not only can create good vibration, good energy in our body that heals our body, heals our sickness, and also it can transfer far, reach another person and change another person's aggressive nature. Nowadays we have distant healing. How can a person heal when I was in America? How this person can heal me? Nothing taught. So you want to heal anyone, use positive thought. Thought itself can heal a lot of sickness. Okay. Then, in America, there are two hospitals called double blind study in two American hospital carried out in San Francisco 1998. The result shows that the patients, when the sick person, the patients, if they are prayed for, they recover faster than those patients were not prayed for. And I see it myself, when my teacher sick very seriously in Taiwan. My teacher sick very seriously in Taiwan for 2 months, admitted to hospital for 2 months. And the doctor cannot diagnose his sickness. The doctor didn't know what is his sickness. Nobody can touch him. Anyone who touched him, he feel extremely pain and will scream. This lasts for 2 months. After 2 months, because the visa in Taiwan, we cannot renew the visa, so we transfer him back to Singapore. Then Singapore doctor also cannot cure him. Finally, one senior monk from Sri Lanka fly over to Singapore and recite Parita for him every day. Gradually, he was cured. So when you recite Parita, all this Parita are Buddha's word. You cannot have bad thought while reciting Parita. Then the monk has a lot of loving kindness because the monk is his student, my teacher's student. So the monk has a lot of kindness, compassion when see he suffer for so long. Together with the power of the Parita itself, then my teacher was healed gradually. This incident support the double blind study done in America I mentioned just now. They say that when the patients are prayed for, they recover faster. I see myself when my teacher is sick. So there are many, many incidents to show that how the power of the mind can affect oneself and another person. Another example from one of the doctors from America, he made a research about the seed in inanimate things. Just now I mentioned the water. Water is also inanimate things. Human animals are animate with life. Seed, plant, water, we call inanimate things. So one of the doctors from America, he made a research on seeds. The seed. So he plant the seed, then he pray. Maybe not he, or he ask somebody to pray for the seed. Another, some seed without any pray from other people. Then the seed with the pray germinate very fast. The seed without pray cannot germinate so fast. This another evidence to show that plant, seed also respond to our human thoughts. I have given you so many examples already. All these come from research, some from my own practical experience, some I see it myself. Here I would like to quote how, so we can see the positive thought can change oneself, can change others, can change the water, can change the plant. So do you think it's possible the positive thought can change the world? Yes or no? Okay, whose responsibility? Since we are living in this world, it is our own responsibility to change the world. But you got to change yourself first before you can change the world. If we do not change ourselves, then our world is going to destroy very soon. I would like to quote some passage from the sutta to convince you. Lady Seador, Lady Seador is a very famous scholar monk in Burma in 19th century. In his Niyama Lipani, he said that when men become exceedingly corrupt in thoughts and deeds, all the overflowing causes of their mind rushes from this extensive earth up to the orbit of the moon, sun and stars, antagonizing even the realm of space and the whole organic world of trees. And the Buddha said in Anguttara Nikaya, Buddha said, at such time, monks, as kings are unrighteous, the ministers, Brahmins, householders and villagers are also unrighteous. This being so, moon, stars and sun go wrong in their courses. Days and nights, months and fortnights, seasons and years are out of joint. The wind blows wrongly, out of season. Now very clear, wind always blow wrongly. The sky does not rain sufficiently and seasonally, and the crops ripen in the wrong season. Men who live on such crops are short life, weak and sickly. Food are very important. We can sustain our life because of food. So all this food are not ripened seasonally. So we eat all this unhealthy food, our health are affected. But who caused all this incidents that crops are not grow seasonally? Why? Because of humans' corrupted mind. Humans' corrupted mind affect the rhythm of the orbit of the sun, stars, sky, everything. So our mind cannot be seen, but our mind can radiate very negative energy that affect the tree, planet, the moon, star, and finally everything upside down, out of order. When everything out of order, we are affected. So in fact, we kill ourselves. Who can kill you? We kill ourselves. So the only thing we can save the world is to change our mind for the better. Change all the negative to the positive mind. First, it heals your body. Then it changes your family members, especially you are the practicing Buddhist. If your behavior worse than non-practicing Buddhist, then they will say, what are you practicing worse than me? So you yourself must give an example for your family members. Then from your love, your compassion, you change your company staff, your colleague. Then gradually, all your thought, your good thought, your good mind, compassion thought will change the tree, the water, the planet, the environment. Only then we can save ourselves. And I think this is the only way, the ultimate way. And this we can do, the most important. We cannot prevent natural disaster not to happen. That is beyond our ability. We don't have the skill. We are not geological expert, but we can master our mind. When you can master your mind, you can change many, many people. You see, one Buddha, one person, can change how many people? Buddha's teaching already lasts for 2,600 years, still influencing many, many people. It just comes from one person's cultivated mind only can affect billions of people in the world. So do not underestimate the power of your own mind. And to strengthen the power of your mind, please meditate more. Meditate. We have loving kindness meditation, anapana. Concentrated mind is also very powerful. Concentrated mind can see what will happen in the future. Sometimes your mind becomes so sensitive because of concentration, you will see certain things which you never see before. You will also know what will happen in the future. Then you can prevent, take precautions. That's why the power of the mind cannot be underestimated. And the most important, you can master your own mind. Everybody can master their mind. So this is the end of my talk. Why no sadhu? Okay, any question? Still want to listen, is it?
Yes.
Any question? What, yes?
For it to be effective, do you need to be in samadhi in order to radiate compassion?
No need. And when I was sick, I have no samadhi at that time. That compassion is also important because your mind, you change your mind from self-centeredness to wish other people to free from suffering. Because of that, it becomes very, very powerful. So what I want to mention is that if you only think of yourself, although you radiate loving kindness to yourself, it's still very effective. May I be happy, may I be well. It still generates a lot of positive energy to your body. Also very effective. But if you change to the compassion, wish other people to free from the suffering you are now experiencing, it becomes even more powerful. Any other question? So if you understand what I share with you, how the mind works, how the mind generates danger in yourself, how the mind can save yourself, you should have confidence in life. You should not have any worry, anxiety, depression, no. If you think of something that makes you worry, you must know this is bad thought. Get rid of it immediately. Transform your thought. Change to the good one. Then the effect change immediately. So today I just want to show you how important the mind, relation of mind to ourselves, to oneself and to other people. That you can do very easily. You can do it. And the moment you know this negative thought, you must recognize this is a negative thought. The moment you know, change it to a positive one. Then on the spot, you save yourself already. Yes.
Thank you for sharing the very wonderful stories, especially your life stories. You mentioned about the story where you live with a lady, a very angry lady, last time. And I just want to ask is, because for people like us, we are lay people, sometimes you come across people actually, they irritate us, or sometimes we actually don't feel comfortable, or we feel that person we really come to extend that we don't like and we dislike or even hate the person, because the person's created a lot of trouble to us. And how actually you say that really, when we send the loving kindness or compassion to the persons that actually we don't like and dislike, it's not an easy task to do that, because you say that you want the person to be free from, you know, that, but at the same time, when you send the loving kindness, what's that, how to say that, the mind state actually you have, is it by, because if you by chanting or reciting that, will that work, or actually you really have to immerse yourself that you have to love the person you're hating? You know, the, how to actually, the, you know, the little nuances of this, this is the questions I asked, and also...
One by one, one after another, okay, huh? After I forgot. Just emit, just radiate the thought, the good thought. Even though your heart may not really have that love for your enemy, because they are still not very good in sending loving kindness, even that thought is powerful already. Even that thought is powerful already. And it's true that it's very difficult to send to loving kindness to one's own enemy. If you think of your enemy, may you be well and happy, you want to stand up and slash her, or give him a blow. That's why we encourage you to practice systematically. Send to oneself first, then a respectable person. It must take many, many days until when you send to enemy, and when you choose your enemy, don't choose the one you hate most. You should choose the one you had little bit only. See whether it's successful or not. It works or not. These are called skillful. Skillful mean, okay? In America, even they cannot send loving kindness to themselves. Not to say enemy. I asked them to send loving kindness to themselves. No, I hate myself. They say, oh my gosh, how to do? Okay, I think another skillful mean. Because all Americans like pets. So you send loving kindness to your pet first. Everybody say, very good. It's called skillful means. So you try one, you choose one which whom can easily arouse your loving kindness. Then when you are successful, your real loving kindness was aroused, then change to another person. Then change, finally, maybe after 1 month, you can try your enemy. Now, before start, you want to try your enemy. No, not so easy, of course. So we need skillful means. Then just by simply saying the thought is also positive. Just like I say the Japanese research, just say one word, gratitude. He may not really have gratitude to the water. But just one word, gratitude, also can change the forming of the the Krishna. Huh? Thought plus your theory come gradually when you master with your meditation, the real love will arise. Then it become more effective. Become more powerful. And when I send compassion thought to my own like sickness, I say, may all beings free from suffering. I do not only recite, may all beings free from suffering, I am there. Not like that, okay? I really feel the suffering is very difficult to endure. For example, my this acute pain. I think I'm strong mind person, but still I feel difficult to endure. I can imagine the weak mind person, how can they endure? So I put myself into their position so I can arouse the real compassion. I really want them to free from suffering. Then it becomes even more, the thought becomes even more powerful and it kills myself first, heals myself first. Okay?
Thanks, Anya. I will continue the second one.
Okay.
Most Malaysians, we are usually do not have any. We are usually calm or peaceful unless you come into the situations where you are caught in a traffic jam. So, usually sometimes, we can see a lot of crazy drivers now. So, and people actually just cut the lane and do something silly. You get easily get irritated. So, how actually do you think that studying doing positive mind, or
is it
sending
those loving kindness
actually can ease the conditions?
Even though, to ease the condition, it may take a little bit longer, take a longer time. But the moment you send a loving kindness, you overcome your own irritation. You help yourself first before you can affect other people. You also get irritated, then you hope other people don't get irritated. That's not fair, you know. So when the moment you feel irritated, you help yourself first. Don't think of helping other people. Help yourself to get rid of the irritation first. Irritation is unwholesome mind. They also leave behind unwholesome energy. If a person very easy get irritated, next life also this person full of anger. It carry on to the next life, and this person will be born very ugly person. So why not you think first, you carry off your irritation first, then you will see how the mind, your good mind can change other people. If you cannot change yourself first, you want to change others, not that easy. Because I don't want to see your loving kindness, but what he sees is angry face. How can he be changed? You know? So, don't hope, change other people first, change yourself first. That's why I say, in order to change the world, change yourself first. Okay? Yes?
Yes, I have to ask a question. Besides sending loving kindness to our loved ones, some of our loved ones actually have a lot, their thoughts come with a lot of negative. Even though we talk to them, it's very hard to convince them. So, what are the things that we can do on the Eastern Hill?
I agree that it's very difficult to change one's family. For me, I myself, and now become nun for 22 years, I cannot teach Dharma to my family members. You all know already, to teach one's own family member is most difficult. So I think, but if you send loving kindness every day to them, it works. I start to understand why I fail to teach Dharma to my family member, because I do not send loving kindness to them first. But if early in the morning I get up, I send loving kindness to them, then later on I meet them, they are so nice to me. But sometimes we forgot, because our own family member, we think we already have love for them. We take it for granted. So when we talk to our family member, we are not so polite as we talk to friends. You know? So we take things for granted. Although we love them, we still have sent loving kindness to them. send early in the morning, send every day, sure, I guarantee you they will change. It's just a time factor. For me, I can see them change very fast. Maybe for, very easy for me to send loving kindness because I practice for a long time. But you all still new, then power not so strong yet. So it takes a longer time. Take a little bit longer time.
Can I send more?
Of course. But you also must be careful that sending loving kindness to a beloved one can easily become attachment. That you got to be careful. It becomes attachment, then you love her more, then it will be suffering for you.
So can we help them to get to learn into Dhamma so that we don't have to attach to them so much?
Yes. This is a skillful way. If you ask them to learn the Dhamma, then gradually you will not attach to her. She also will not attach you to you that much. Then two of you, freedom, free from attachment. This is another type of love, the love without attachment. I do not mean that do not love. You still love them, but not sticky attachment. Not so sticky attachment, just pure love. Okay, last question. Last. Okay.
Why human beings have so many thoughts?
This is natural. Buddha say in Dhammapada, minds wander at will. This is natural. Why? Because why the mind wander at will? Because the mind is not tame yet. That's why you have to meditate, to tame your mind, to tame your wild mind. A tame mind brings happiness, Buddha say in Dhammapada. So if you recognize your mind, it's very restless. Restless cannot bring happiness. In order to pursue happiness, you have to tame your mind, then the happiness follows. In the first verses of Dhammapada, Buddha said, mind is foreigner. If one acts with good mind, happiness follows one like a shadow never departs. So how to guard the mind to always have a positive mind? Meditation, mindfulness, meditation. Without meditation, your mind is always in confusion. Even you have bad thought, you do not know, just like the Kapiya. He is setting up his fire. Why he has the thought to throw the fire stick into tiger's mouth? That's crazy mind. So human beings, without meditation, they always have this type of unwholesome mind. He may don't even, if you ask him, he say, I don't know, the thought just come up. This is called unguarded mind, because no mindfulness. But if you come to meditation, then you develop mindfulness, concentration, wisdom. You don't have bad thought. Bad thought will not arise in your mind because it's guarded already. Okay? Okay, that's all for today.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
I hope today's talk is beneficial for you. And put it into practice. What you have learned, if you do not put into practice, become useless. Okay.
Thank you, Susila, for that very insightful and wonderful talk. In fact,